He's a beer connoisseur, often referred to as a beer snob. He loves smoking his cigars. He loves hip-hop music. He's broadcasting live from St. Paul Brew Soda. Open your ears and crack open a beer. It's the Brew Bra Podcast.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, hello. This is the Brew Bra Podcast. I am the Brew Bra. I am broadcasting to you live from Eagan, Minnesota, aka Minnesota, the land of the cold and the breweries. And tonight I will be reviewing a beer from the Summit, which is the St. Paul Brewery. It is located at 910 Montreal Circle, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55102. You can go there and get you a flight of their beers there, or you can take a tour there, and you're going to possibly find something that you might like, find you a new beer. Tonight, I will be reviewing the Dakota Soul. So I went to the liquor store, and I got me a six-pack of the Dakota Soul. It is new to the Summit lineup. It is named the best brewer in Minnesota by the Popular Mechanics 2018. And this is just some background information on Summit itself. It is the 25th largest craft brewer in the United States. Annual production is 115,000 barrels. So that is a lot of beer there. So the Dakota Soul. It is a Czech style Pilsner, and just kind of giving you a background information on the Czech style Pilsner. Pilsner is from Pilsen in Czech language. Czech style Pilsners are moderately tinted pale yellow, low to medium noble hop presence. They're characterized by sweet, toasted biscuit and bready aromas and flavors, as well as moderate to low carbonation. So this here is a so I got it in a six pack here. Just kind of going through the mathematics of things here. The ABVs are 4.8. The IBUs are at 28. First taste of the beer, kind of a tell of the tape here. It's very crisp, it's clean, you can taste the hops, but not to be alarmed of people that are not into hop of beers, the hop taste goes away soon as you just kind of get into your mouth there and swish it around and whatnot, so it doesn't linger. As a fan of non-lingering taste and everything like that, don't want the taste to linger, this is a good beer for me. So basically I would give it a 4 out of 5 when you're rating the beer and everything. So just kind of moving right along here. So now we move on into, like I said, this is a beer and hip hop podcast here. So I will be reviewing beer, and then also I will go into my love for hip hop. And today in hip hop history, December 22nd, in 1998, DMX drops the second album, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood. Just a little more than 7 months after his first debut album, Dark and Hell is Hot, this album was dropped. This was when Def Jam was releasing albums kind of left and right here. I guess they was trying to be in competition with Master P and the New Orleans No Limit imprint there. That was a record company that was really dropping something every week. If it was Silk the Shock or C Murder or anything like that, Gambino Family, Mia X, all of those, Mystical, could be dropping them like every week. It seemed like it was a no limit release there. So I guess at the time there, Def Jam was kind of, you know, doing the same thing, trying to do the same thing, I should say. And with this album, it did enter the charts at number one. It stayed there for three consecutive weeks. It shipped 670,000 units the first week, which is by record industry is pretty good number there. I mean, it was, you know, more than gold before shipping and everything. So that's a great thing there for X there. It went on to go three times platinum in the U.S. DMX was the second rapper to release two albums in 1 year, with the first being Mr. Tupac Shakur, rest in peace. That was All Eyes on Me and Machiavelli, the 7 Day Theory. My favorite cuts off of this album was Slippin', The High Energy, No Love For Me, It's All Good, We Don't Give a Fuck, Flesh of My Flesh and Blood of My Blood. So it was around the time that Rough Riders they were hot. You know, DMX was doing movies and stuff like that. Rough Riders was releasing albums. They was releasing compilations. You know, so it was a good time for hip hop at that time. Then also want to say happy birthday to Uncle Luke Skywalker. You know, he's celebrating a birthday there. Just a pioneer. Without him, cats would be censored. There would be no rap, basically. Everybody would be censored. So, you know, I got that to thank as for Uncle Luke for going to jail and getting sued and all that there, being a pioneer. So, happy birthday to him. And then, also, this is the second show. Just trying to, like I said, get everything together here. So, I'm going to publish this here. If there's any feedback that you might have, please let me know. I can only get better. Thinking positively and everything like that. So, like I said, there is a lot of breweries in Minnesota, in the Twin City area. I have only scratched the surface of it. I definitely recommend going and just go out there and get you a flight, have a good time. Some of them do have restaurants in them where you can get some eats and everything like that. Definitely take advantage of it. Like I said, it's a lot out here. So we are going to be out. Like I said, I'm gonna publish this there. Any feedback, it is much welcome. Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. This is the Brew Bruh. Come to you with another installment from the Brew Bruh Podcast here. And today I will be reviewing the Castle Danger Brewery North Star Lager. Just kind of some background information on Castle Danger Brewery. It is a brewery located up north in Two Harbors. Just kind of give the address here. It is 17 7th Street, Two Harbors, Minnesota, 55616. The telephone number is 218-834-5800. The hours is Sunday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10 p.m. So, just kind of some background information, how did I get to the North Star Lager here? I was out and about taking in a happy hour. It was pretty nice here in Minnesota. 40 degrees is like probably 80 degrees somewhere else. So, you know, everybody kind of get out and start doing things there, especially kind of take it in, especially when it's winter time and everything. So I was at one of my favorite watering holes, quote unquote, kind of go old school with you, Tiffany Sports Lounge, that is in St. Paul there on Fort Parkway. It's a pretty nice place there. You go in there and get some good food. They do have a lot of local and state breweries on tap there. So I was kind of intrigued by the tap handle and just kind of wanted to know some more information about it. I was kind of intrigued by it. It was kind of a cool little handle there. So I did take in a sample of it, the North Star Lager. I found it to be pretty good there. So I decided to order one up. Just kind of some information on the lager itself. The ABV is 5.3. It is a year-round brew, so you can get it year-round there. The availability is at the tap room in North Shore there, at the bars, and also at the stores. It does just only come in a can form as of right now. So, and then actually the ABVs, I couldn't really get an accurate count on the ABVs for the North Star Lager. Just kind of looking at the characteristics of it, because it is a Vienna style lager here. Looks like the ABU range is 18 to 30 there. So just kind of giving you a ABV count there. Just getting back to it, like I said, the Vienna lager, that's what's kind of considered as, is one of the most popular lager styles amongst the German speaking realm. Just getting into the appearance of it, the head is thick, slightly off white. It's a light amber, red to orange copper. I did take some pictures of it, and I will have it on the Instagram page there, so you can kind of see exactly what they're talking about. The aroma, it is malty. The aroma of everything else is pretty average there. It's clean. It's a very clean aroma there. The taste is a hop forward brew. It's basically hop forward is that you will taste the hops in the beginning, but they'll also dissipate as you get into it and everything into your mouth there. Not sound nasty or anything like that. So the flavors is balanced and the finish is clean. So it's not like you're gonna have a nasty aftertaste, because I'm a person that don't like nasty aftertastes. So I do consider this, I would consider this to somebody that wanna, you know, take in a amber lager. I will give it a 4 out of 5. And then kind of the, depending on the glass there, you want to put it in a flute or a pilsner glass. All right. So, moving on here, we're going to go into the day in hip hop. All right, so we're going to get into it right now. This is Today in Hip Hop History. And today in hip hop history is 3 achievements here that I want to make light of. First and foremost, Busta Rhymes releases the first solo single from his breakup with Leaders of the New School. Woo-ha, got y'all in check with the B-side, Everything Remains Raw. And also, Woo-ha did feature a remix with the Old Dirty Bastard, rest in peace. So Woo-ha, I got y'all in check. Very colorful, fun song, fun video also. It just showcases Busta Rhymes in all Busta Rhymes glory. Just kind of, like I said, fun, you know, energy, you know, just craziness. Just throughout Busta Rhymes' career, his videos was always like crazy, pushed the envelope outside of the box there. And then also the lyrics to go with it. And then also at this time, in hip hop, usually, so I guess you would say Wu-Ha was like the commercial single, just to kind of get them out there to the masses. But also the B-side, Everything Remains Raw, was like for the heads. So I was, you know, in awe with the B-side of Everything Remains Raw. And it also was featured, the snippet was featured in the beginning of the Wu-Ha video. Just to put light on that, it was just raw, just hype, you know, just kind of back in those days in the 90s, you know, you're kind of, you know, standing in the cypher, heads nodding and everything, and the person just coming up with the most illest things to say, and just having you just like, ooh, like, you know, in awe. And so I would definitely, you know, kind of YouTube that if you want to look at metaphors and lyrics and everything like that. Definitely definitely do that. The Wu-Ha remix is even more crazier. You had Busta Rhymes and ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, in a like a psycho ward, kind of sewn in a suit together, and it's just crazy. The beat is more kind of slowed down, and it's just it's crazy. You'll have to definitely YouTube that too. I would say the delivery of the song is definitely a if you want to go in terms of a 1 to 10, I would say it's definitely at an 8. The lyrics are at 8. The beat, I would say a 9, because it was very new at that time, you know. And then the confidence of it, I would say it was a 9 also. Definitely there. So then, getting into another milestone was the Space Jam soundtrack, the Monstars anthem, Hit 'Em High. This featured Method Man, B-Real, Coolio, LL Cool J, and again, Busta Rhymes. Just kind of just going down the line of it, B-Real starts it off, Coolio, Method Man, LL, and then Busta Rhymes. Last verse, he kind of give you that same energy as he did with Scenario. Just a lot of energy. You know, the B-Real flow he starts off is dope. Coolio is cool. Method Man is fire. LL Cool J is fire. And then also, they do have a remix to this song that I didn't know about until I was doing the homework on it. It was by the Trackmasters. If you listen to it, if you're a hip-hop head like I am, it's got elements of that Gangstar Just to Get a Rap, but it's still dope. I would actually probably pick the remix over the original. So definitely that, definitely check that out too. And then also lastly, Ghostface Killah, Iron Man, debut goes gold. The singles that came out with that will be All That I Got Is You with Mary J. Blige, Daytona 500, and The Motherless Child. This album ended up going platinum. It was 156,000 units sold in the first week there. So that's pretty good there. My singles that I liked actually would be 260. It had Al Green sample, and it was just dope, crazy dope. Also Iron Maiden, Poisonous Darts, Winter Wars. This is also a song that was featured on the Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in South Central. That was featured on that song there. Fish, Kameh, they had a Teddy Pendergrass sample that's crazy. It's for the ladies and everything. Black Jesus, that sample was crazy also. Just the beats there, everything was just with that album. I loved it. Daytona 500. kind of a backstory it is. I used to always play this song when I was like, you know, kind of doing ignorant levels of miles per hour on 94. And I used to always play that for some reason, just kind of acting like I was in NASCAR or some shit like that. So, that's crazy there. Just the delivery with Ghostface, I mean, 1 out of 10. It has to be a 10 to me. Lyrics, Ghostface to me always has said things that you're kind of like had to rewind the tape and like, what the hell did he say? What? You know, I had to look it up. You know, I had to, you know, Google it and everything. So I would say lyric wise, 10. Beats, RZA was killing it back in the day, so I would give it a 10 plus. The confidence, 10. yeah, just with Ghostface, man, it's just, and he's still rhyming at the same level, so that's even more dope, even in 2019, you know. So this concludes the Brubra podcast. Hopefully everything was kind of informative there. I will post a link on the Instagram page there. Also a link on the, post a link on this here also that you can go to the Instagram page there. Please leave me any feedback, things I could change, things I can do. Definitely will take that in consideration here. All right. Thank you very much. You have a nice day.